Tonight, we close out 2021 with a moment of reflection, pausing to breathe deeply, slow down, be still, and know that God is God. Lord, in these next few moments, I've come to sit with you. Help me be still and know that you are God. Prepare my heart to hear from you and respond. Our theme for tonight's prayer time is review, reflect, and respond. We turn to Genesis 16 to learn from Hagar's encounter with the Lord after fleeing harsh treatment and injustice from Sarai. The angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, the spring on the way to Shur, and he said, "Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from, and where are you going?" She said, "I am fleeing from my mistress Sarai." The angel of the Lord said to her, "Return to your mistress and submit to her." The angel of the Lord also said to her, "I will surely multiply your offspring so that they cannot be numbered for multitude." So she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, "You are a God who sees," for she said, "Truly here I have seen him who looks after me." Genesis 16, 7 through 10 and 13. Hagar was in circumstances that were not her own making, that left her dejected, wandering, and alone. She was fleeing her pain and fear when the Lord met with her. He called her name and asked her to be honest about where she has come from. He said, "Hagar, where have you come from?" And take a moment to hear the Lord speak your name and ask you honestly to identify where you've come from. What have you been through this year? Are there any painful circumstances that you are running away from, perhaps through busyness, denial, or escapism? The Lord also asked her where she was going. What was her plan, her hope, her dream? Hear the Lord asking you where you are going. What path are you on? What direction are you headed? And what changes do you desire to see in your life, in your mind, and your spirit? The Lord spoke to Hagar. He saw her. He appeared to her and gave her the next best steps for her circumstances. Take a moment to notice the presence of the living God in your life. Ask the Lord what your next step might be. The Lord knows you, your pain, and your needs. He cares deeply about you and for you. God, we believe you are aware of all the details, big and small, in our lives. Remind us, as you did Hagar, that you are El Roy, the God who sees. Thank you for the reminder that you see our past, you are with us in our present, and you guide us with good plans for our future. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. And may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.